College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour three of the show today, Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, is with us here in studio after covering the Board of Aldermen meeting yesterday where they didn't do anything. They were unable to reach an agreement on where to spend the RAM settlement money, though there were a couple of different proposals, and we thought that there was going to be some progress made. Sean, what in the world? What's going on in there?
Yeah, well, they did a lot in terms of talking and debating and arguing.
So they filled time.
But in terms of, like, you know, this is the process of the sausage being made, no sausage was actually made at the end of the day.
Where's the sausage?
And that's, you know, what has come to frustrate people is that especially, you know, Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier has said that she had a deal. She had the votes for her compromise deal when the compromise was first made. And then it just all fell apart with, as we talked about previously, those amendments that were made. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer tried yesterday to salvage at least $40 million for the water department because she thought that was enough that everybody could agree on. But then that got killed when Alderman Rasheen Aldridge and a couple of the alders from North City basically said, we won't support $40 million for the water division while North City is told to just sit and wait while we continue to figure this out. He initially proposed $50 million. Many of the other alderwomen from North City said that's not enough. So he said, okay, $100 million for North City. Well, Alderman Shane Cohn, while that's going on, he has always made it a big point that, you know, all this talk and about goes into revitalizing North City, but Southeast City, that he says has been disinvested in for quite a long period of time as well, always gets overlooked whenever we talk about redeveloping underinvested areas. And so he says, I'm going to put a matching proposal if this amendment gets approved, where I'm going to amend it to equal dollar amounts go towards Southeast City. So if everybody had gotten all those, it would have been $40 million for the water division, $100 million for North City, $100 million for Southeast City, leaving about $50-something million dollars left over. So at that point, it started to feel like St. Louis was sitting on the runway and was assembling the plane, getting ready to take off. And again, this was brought up by multiple people on, you know, either side of these arguments of, you know, the North City money and the water division money. The city does not have to spend this money quite yet. It's not going anywhere. It's not disappearing. And in fact, the more time they take, the more interest accrues and the more it grows. So there's more money to spend over time.
So one alderman, Brett Narian, that's exactly what he said. His quote was, all we have to do today to be successful is nothing.
Yes. And so it will continue to grow interest while they figure out how to once again get back to a place where enough people can vote to approve.
Well, if you do this long enough, you'll effectively get the plan of, I believe it was the mayor and Megan Green, to not spend the money at all and just let it accrue for a while.
And that's, you know, something that several people have mentioned. But the problem is, how long do you sit and wait on this money? While the issue also lies that there's a lot of problems that everybody wants to try to tackle with this money, but there's not enough money, even with $300 million, to solve all of these problems. You know, it was brought up in terms of the water division, $40 million for the water division. You know, one alder said, you know, no pun intended. He said it's, you know, like a drop in the bucket.
They probably need, what, $100 million? Isn't that what the
Alderman Aldridge said? $400 million. I don't recall if that's an exaggeration or if that's exactly what was said by the water division. But the water division needs a lot of money to fix some of these old dated water lines that they have. $40 million will not be enough to do it. But they've said there are projects that we could start putting out proposals and working on right away if we get this money now. So it's one of those, like, do you need to completely solve the problem, or can you progress towards making things better and address some of the issues? You know, there may not be enough money to just completely wholesale eliminate all problems from one aspect, but maybe you can at least make things a little better with some money. And that's, you know, the debate that's being had here, I guess, is, you know, do we need to solve the entirety of the problem, or can we just at least do something to make the problem somewhat better?
Were any of the ARPA funds allocated for water? Because if everyone agrees that needs to be done, and the ARPA funds absolutely had to be allocated by December, of last year. Why did they not put that towards the water?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into whether or not any ARPA dollars have been allocated for the water division. It was about $500 million, so I'm sure some. But you know, the water division has just had its share of problems. You know, when this settlement first came down, that was one of the top things people said is, hey, fix the water lines in the city. But even Mayor Tashara Jones said at that time, and granted, far more interest has accrued since then, which is like there's not enough in these hundreds of million dollars here to fix all the problems at the water division. So, you know, maybe they put some ARPA money. I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure. I haven't dove back into the ARPA dollars to see what and how much had gone to the water division, but it's one of those, it's an enormous problem to tackle. And if you do want to truly tackle all of it, it's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars. And then how do you make the argument of ignoring everything else while just addressing that one singular problem?
So when everything ended yesterday, I know that they've kicked this can down the road, and even the mayor's saying this could be a mayoral election issue, how the Rams money is spent. Was there any sense of something getting done to work toward some kind of goal here within the next few weeks? Or did you get the sense that this was going to go on for a while?
I'm not sure about the next few weeks, especially because the Board of Aldermen have one meeting this coming Friday, and then they go on recess for the election. So special meetings would need to be called. But even then, you know, this deal just collapsed. And from what I understand, talking to some of the aldermen, is that going back to the compromise deal wasn't an option. I think they would have done that on Friday if that was an option. So, you know, no one's saying that they're going back to square one, but it's almost like square two, where you've got these two bills, and now both camps are going to have to find common ground once again, starting anew with these two bills.
So there's no appetite for that original compromise deal that would have passed Friday.
Yeah,
done now.
Unless something changes, it's done, because otherwise that would have been done yesterday. If Alderwoman Alicia Sanye could have gotten that vote count back up to at least 8, a passable number, I think she would have introduced a floor substitute and gotten those votes, but that didn't happen yesterday. So, you know, my understanding is, you know, when Alderwoman Pam Boyd said that the compromise was null and void when amendments were made, that in her eyes, it's null and void, that she's not going back to that compromise. I imagine she would have been one of the 8 votes that was necessary.
What do you know about the presence of the assistant U.S. attorney, Hal Goldsmith, a.k.a. the guy that put 3 aldermen behind bars?
I know nothing, and that's the interesting part. And it can be hard to get, you know, the federal courthouse investigators, if you will, to kind of comment on these things. You know, I know our friend of the program, Mark Maxwell, was able to just grab him quickly in the hallway on his way out, and he didn't have much to say either.
Yeah, I'm here because I was bored.
And you're taking notes, and you've got a manila envelope on you as well. So it's interesting. It's something that we'll have to keep an eye out moving forward if we start seeing more of him.
Was his presence noticed and or have an effect on the Board of Aldermen?
Not that I noticed. I didn't notice anyone acting differently. But again, the way the meeting played out was interesting. It was very much the beginning was walking on eggshells after the way the meeting ended on Friday, how contentious it was and upset everyone was. You know, everyone was kind of just very gently going through the motions of what they prepared to say. And, you know, I mentioned when Alderman Aldridge introduced that amendment to allocate money towards North City, that's when things started to feel like it was, you know, improv of, okay, well, if you're going to do that, now I'm going to do this. That way Southeast City can get something. Well, if this isn't enough for North City, I'm going to up it from $50 million to $100 million.
So we're talking about unserious negotiating, or whatever you
want
to call it.
Unserious. I think it was a serious attempt to prevent North City from being overlooked. I don't think there was, you know, anything unserious about that proposal.
But in terms of the dollars.
But I guess from the perspective of that numbers were being thrown out, as Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer said, you know, money was being thrown around like beads at Mardi Gras. You know, and that's what it was. It was, okay, $50 million sound enough. Let's up to $100 million. One alder at one point pointed out, like, these amendments don't have definitions. Like, they're very short and incomplete. Like, it was, like I said, truly the airplane was sitting on the tarmac being assembled while the Board of Aldermen, knowing they've got this meeting and next Friday, if they wanted to get this passed fully before the elections, were trying to say, okay, let's go, before finally everyone put on the brakes and said, we don't need to do this right now. we can just put this on the informal calendar and come back and revisit later.
Well, sounds like a good time, all of it.
Oh, yeah, tons of fun.
Anything cool you're working on right now?
I did just speak with, you know, with the Rams settlement money, interestingly enough, Neil Richardson of the St. Louis Development Corporation, because there was $11 million in there that was set to go towards the Railway Exchange building. That was going to cover the purchase of it. That was going to cover tearing down the garage that's adjacent to it and leveling it, removing some blight to try to make it more attractive for future developers when they, you know, one way or another, whatever the price winds up being, whether they appeal the $7 million price tag or what have you, once they acquire it and then level it, want to make it, you know, a little easier to purchase for a potential developer. Now they're going to have to look at potentially, as Amy mentioned, ARPA dollars. They're going to look at potentially leveraging and potentially, he even said, you know, accruing some debt, you know, taking on a loan, if you will, and then hoping to quickly turn around and sell the building to a developer. So that way they're not holding that debt too long and, you know, don't accrue a ton of money with interest over time in their books. But, you know, that that's, I guess, the first step in the fallout of, okay, the city didn't do anything with the Rams settlement money. Now they're going to have to find other money available to purchase and redevelop the Railway Exchange building.
All right. So Amy and I have taken it upon ourselves, and I think the people have empowered us to do it. We are going to spend the money ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is there anything that you would like some money spent on? What is it and how much? You have to give us a number and you have to tell us what it is. This can be a serious proposal or it could be creative, whatever you have.
I think just the chaos of like going to a casino and putting it all on black would be funny.
All right. So,
you know, just
Sean
in
Malone.
Like, you know, double, see if we can double
Sean
the
Malone
money overnight.
Says,
imagine
right,
the entire
putting,
press corps I'm, just huddled I'm, around I'm, that roulette wheel.
Oh my gosh.
Around.
That's insane.
All right.
What a great
how much
idea.
Money?
All of it.
300. Yeah.
Okay.
300 million.
So
just under 300 million.
Sean Malone's idea, $294 million for the roulette table.
If you win, you're going to have closer to $600 million, and maybe you can get some of those problems solved. Maybe you can do the entirety of the water division with that money.
Can you imagine the... I mean,
if you lose it, just don't ever show your face in St. Louis again.
National press, because it'd be like, this city has bet its entire future on, what did you
on
say?
Black.
On black, on the roulette table. Go for it. I think the whole country would watch that.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But we could double our money, though,
sell
too.
Sell pay-per-view.
Wow.
Wow. Sean Malone.
Actually,
this guy.
It sounds stupid, but it's not stupid.
It's so
we could
stupid
have a good
it
TV
could work.
It would, just might work.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
All right.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. We would
until you have to explain to all the press around the roulette table why you put it on black instead of on red.
Yeah. Well,
we go
win,
red for Cardinals.
Mm.
Oh, see?
Oh, man. We got to think about this, but that's... All right.
Also, I did tell Sean about Matt Pajeski's idea to build a second gateway arch, $100 million, and he said it's a great idea as well, like the Krusty Krab 2.
From the SpongeBob movie, they build the Krusty Krab 2 right next to the Krusty Krab with a big number 2 on it.
Spoil it for me. I haven't seen it yet.
It's the it happens in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's the St. Louis Arch 2. Come out and see it. It's right next door to the original one. It's identical.
Sean Malone, thanks for your help and your contribution.
No problem.
I love this. Putting all of betting it, going to the casino. What a great idea.
Listen to Sean Malone's coverage on all of this, everything that happened at the Board of Aldermen meeting. You can hear it on 1120 AM. Hey, that's us. 98.7 FM, the Odyssey app, or read it on KMOX.com. It's the Chris and Amy Show.